A full inquest into the death of Peaches Geldof has concluded that the death of the 25-year-old was drugs-related. The body of the mother of two was found at her home in Kent by her husband Thomas Cohen in April. A preliminary hearing found that she had taken heroin and it had probably contributed to her death. However, a post-mortem examination was unable to establish the exact cause of death. The full inquest in Gravesend was ordered to see if it could establish the circumstances surrounding Ms. Geldof's death. We can talk now to James Waterhouse of the BBC, who was attending the inquest. James Waterhouse, Peaches Geldof, the inquest heard, had been a heroin addict and had been taking the substitute drug methadone for over 2 years prior to her death.
That's right, Jonathan. The court heard that almost 7 grams of high-grade heroin was found at her home in Kent after she was found slumped on a bed in her spare bedroom after she hadn't been answering her phone. There was a laptop open in front of her. There was part of a syringe alongside her on the bed and part of a cotton bud. Now, this 7 grams of high-grade cocaine was estimated to have a street value of between £350 and £550. 34 additional syringes were found throughout her home. Her husband, Thomas Cohen, who was also at the inquest, told the court that he suspected she started using the drug again this year, from February. And at that time, he mentioned he found some texts on her phone which indicated she had started using. And when he confronted her about it, she went and got the drugs out of the loft and then flushed them down the toilet.
The court also heard from Mr. Cohen that Peaches Geldof had hidden drugs from him on previous occasions and he believed had made up a drugs test results which he said had indicated that she was clear of drug use.
That's right. I mean, I mentioned there that, you know, she had to go up into the loft to pull down one bag. Police on a separate occasion found large amounts of the drug when they searched the house after her death. Now, Peaches was subject to regular drugs tests every month, and Thomas Cohen told the court that she'd always told him that she was clear, but he now says on reflection that she was probably lying. We also heard from a pathologist who said her body had a number of puncture wounds on the inside of her elbows, hands and wrists, and the heroin levels found in her body were of a fatal range.
Now, at the preliminary hearing, no finding was made in relation to whether Peaches Geldof's death was accidental or deliberate. Was anything heard in that regard or concluded in that regard today?
No, I mean, the coroner, Roger Hatch, concluded by saying that Peaches hadn't planned to take her own life and no third party was involved. He did say that it's been said about her death that it's a case of history repeating itself. He was referring to Peaches' mother, Paula Yates, who also died of a heroin overdose at the age of 41 when Peaches was just 11. But he said this was not entirely so. Peaches was able to stop using the drug through the care and support that she received. But for reasons now we'll never know, we won't know why she then took up taking the Class A drug again. He gave a ruling of a death in connection to drugs, related to drug use, and extended his sympathies to the family.
Okay, James Waterhouse of the BBC at the coroner's court in Gravesend there.